Visiting today with PCM head cross country coach Eric Osterhaus. Coach, you know, last time we talked, you know, you guys had just kind of gotten into your Williamsburg meet, and now on Monday, this past Monday, you guys having the PCM invite. Very successful meet for both your boys and girls. Feel or talk about how you feel that meet went overall.
Yeah, meet went well overall. It had been a couple weeks since we raced prior, and we don't like to take that much time off. Kids were hungry. They were ready to race. Our home course is a really tough course, extremely hilly. And just an overall what I'd call a true cross country course, but they went out, they competed well. Times weren't really fast. We knew they weren't going to be fast due to the toughness of the course, but everybody competed well and they came out with wins on both sides.
You know, was it encouraging to see, you know, I mean, of course, with the wins on both the girls and boys side, but seeing so many individuals in the top 10?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, my front ends are running well right now. Both sides we're trying to shore up that number five, which takes a really good number five to win championships at the conference level and districts. So we're on some front, but also running. You know, Abby Teeter won it, which is a great front end for the girls. And now we're trying to get the boys to do the same thing with a little stronger front end, maybe, and then just shore up those number fives.
You know, in this season, you know, Lila Milani came in ranked individually before the season start. You know, she hasn't came out on top on a meet yet. Do you feel that, you know, she is where you want her to be this season, or that she still has a little ways to go?
She has a little ways to go. I mean, she's still working on it. She came in maybe not in as good a shape as she had hoped to come in. And so we're fighting a few small battles. But I think that she will be there when we need her to be here, be there come, you know, championship season. She shows improvement every day, come to practice with a positive attitude, willing to work, willing to put in the time. And I think at the end of the season, we'll see some good results out of her.
Yeah, you know, to go off that a little bit, to talk about the girls' side, me and you both talked before the season started that there was high expectations coming in on the girls' side because, of course, what they were able to do last year and the year before as well. Do you feel that the girls are on track to kind of be where you want them to be towards when you get to that conference meet and state qualifier?
Yeah, I think we're still on track for that. I think the expectations are still really high. Darby Durad is out with an injury, and she'll be out for a couple of weeks, which does, you know, hurt our girls' team because Darby is, you know, three or four for us. But with that, I'm confident that we can get everybody back to where they need to be, and we'll be competitive when the time comes.
You know, and on the boys' side, you stressed how great the improvement was from them at the start of last year to the end of last year. Do you feel that the boys' side and some of those runners over there are continuing to improve and get better?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that improvement is to be seen yet. We haven't run on the boys' side as strong as I think we can run. I'm hoping for a really good meet Monday night so they can really show off what they can do because we have so much more to give on the boys' side that we just haven't seen yet.
Yeah, and you know, you talked about the meet on Monday. That'll be at Nevada, and then you'll have a meet the following week at Sheraton. Kind of what do you expect from those meets and your expectations going into them?
Good competition. You know, it's been a while since we raced. Our home meet was solid, but I'm really hoping for some really good top-end competition up and down the field at both Sheraton and Nevada. I think there'll be great meets for our kids right before we head into the championship season. It'll give us a good gauge as far as how we measure up to some really, really good teams. And get us some good competition. So I think that those meets are really, really good gauges to see where exactly we're at heading the championships.
Yeah, and to talk about the championships too, you know, what's this part of the season like for you guys? You know, you've had a couple meets already. You got kind of those two regular meets left, and then you're already going into the conference meet and state qualifier.
Yeah, we're still just putting in the hard work, right? I mean, we're not quite doing the polishing yet. Putting in the hard work, just trying to get as good as we can before those meets kind of creep up on us.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always. You know, best of luck as you head into Nevada on Monday.
All right, thank you.